People with higher education levels tend to live longer, healthier lives, but some African American kids in low-income communities face obstacles to education. Side Effects Public Media's Farah Yousry has this story of one man who hopes football can help keep kids in school and out of trouble.
This big green field at Tarkenton Park in Indianapolis is where Donald Hamilton started to play football at the age of 6. He was coached by his godfather and was so good he'd often play with kids several years older than him.
I was little and it was the biggest kid on the opposite team, and I try to run into him as hard as I can, and I hit him and I fell down and snot was coming out my nose.
Hamilton says football taught him how to rise after a fall and be a team player. That's why he fell in love with the game. Hamilton's in his 40s now, but in middle and high school, he received statewide awards and broke the record for most interceptions in a season. His coaches knew he had a real shot at the NFL, but that didn't happen. He got involved with the wrong crowd, got kicked out of school, and served time for issues involving drugs and guns.
Football was over. I felt like school was over. I felt like, man, forget it. I'm gonna be out here in the streets.
At one point, he got shot in the knee. It happened just a few feet from where we talk now. Hamilton is not alone. An estimated 1 in 3 African American men born in 2001 will end up incarcerated at some point in their lives. That's 5 times higher than white men of the same age. Why they get in trouble with the law is a much deeper problem, and it has nothing to do with their culture or genetic makeup. And it's more complicated than just bad decision making. Majority black neighborhoods across the U.S. suffered from disinvestment for years. Children growing up there are faced with issues like systemic racism and criminal justice and crumbling public services, like schools. And research shows a strong link between lack of education and a sicker, shorter life expectancy. Hamilton did eventually make his way to college on a football scholarship, but was kicked out.
I had got in trouble, so I had to go do some prison time, and pretty much I had kids, and you know, it definitely changed my life.
That pivotal moment, becoming a father, made him determined to do better for the next generation.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass them out today.
Now, he wants nothing more than to help kids in his neighborhood do better than he did, stay out of trouble, stay in school, and have a long, healthy life. And that starts right here, on the field, where Hamilton is known as Coach Nell. Every week, about 100 elementary and middle school kids from nearby practice football for hours at a time. The team is called the Indy Steelers. Coach Nell is like a father to many of these kids. He can be strict sometimes, but that's just part of the job.
Do you guys love Coach Nell?
Sometimes when he's mean, I want to go off on him, okay?
What does he do when he's mean?
Nah, he be yelling at us and I be getting mad.
He yell when you do it.
Hey!
Run!
I got candy.
The soundtrack to the kids' practice is the coach cheering and the bells ringing from a towering church across the street. Besides the tackles, runs, and throws, he also brings in guest speakers.
All right, real quick, this is Joseph Jefferson, man. This is Baby J. He played Indy Steeler ball, man, long time ago. He's a senior at Pike High School, and he says he's their starting safety. So he's about to go to college after this season to go on to play football.
And he's got scholarship offers, too. Jefferson used to train under Coach Nell on this very field when he was little. Today, the boys sit on the grass and squint their eyes as they look up and listen to Jefferson tell them that football doesn't last forever.
So education is really important. You go to college, you major in something, and after football, you can pursue that career and make your own money.
15-year-old Tyree says Coach Nell and the team got him out of trouble and kept him from hanging out with the wrong crowd of kids. We're not using his last names, he wouldn't get in trouble with kids at school.
Like, they would go run off and go steal at the store or something, or bully people at the park, but instead of hanging with them, I was at practice with Coach Nell. Like, he taught me football, and he also taught me some life skills, that not everything needs to be in violence, and that you can solve everything just by talking.
Coach Nell says Tyree is one of many.
A lot of them are on the rough side. A lot of them are homeless, pretty much. Friends getting shot, you know what I mean? Parents going to jail.
not having jobs. I mean, it's bad. It's bad out here.
But it is possible to set these kids up for success.
It takes a little luck. It takes a lot of prayer. And it takes, you know, people to be in your corner.
Coach Snell is doing his part, but he's just one person. And this football field can take up so many kids. Change that lasts will require serious investment in communities like Butler Tarkenton so that all children can live long and healthy lives, no matter their skin color. Farah Yusri, Side Effects Public Media.
This story is part of a reporting fellowship sponsored by the Association of Healthcare Journalists and supported by the Commonwealth Fund.